Not only are protesters occupying Zuccotti Park, they're also using a lot of space on Twitter and other social media sites. One of the hottest properties is Livestream, where visitors can watch live footage from the Occupy Wall Street protests. Nina Porzucchi of Turnstile News has that story.
In the middle of the frenzy at Zuccotti Park, under a giant pink umbrella, protesters hover over laptops surrounded by mounds of equipment covered in blue tarps. A beaten-up sign rests at their feet, the word media written in magic marker. This is the Occupy Wall Street media headquarters.
We have people that monitor social media, such as Twitter and Facebook, people that monitor the news, people that live stream. That's a huge thing, actually, because that's how we get a lot of our news out to our followers.
That's Colin Laws. He's 19, from Connecticut. And a week ago, he was one of those live stream followers, watching the streaming video of Zuccotti Park over the internet. And then after weeks of just watching the Global Revolution, that's the name of the live stream channel, he sold his TV and all of his video games and bought a bus ticket to New York. What really brought him out to the protest?
Seeing Hero and all the other people on live stream, it ended up having me come down here to help out with media.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Hero V.
Hero Vincent, yes, that's his name, is a protester turned live stream broadcaster turned icon. Here's a clip from the live stream last Friday, right after the city announced it would not evacuate protesters to clean the park.
We are at a beautiful moment right now. There's thousands of people out here, as you can see. And we're all standing in solidarity. And I'm losing my voice again, unfortunately.
If the live stream has a news anchor, I suppose he's it. But news anchor is not his formal role. There are no formal roles or any formal schedule. The Occupy Media is as loose as the protest itself.
It just happens. Like, I'm comfortable in front of the camera because I'm a performer. So, like, getting in front of the camera trying to inspire people to do stuff is just who I am.
Vincent never wanted to be a journalist, if that's what he is. His live stream fame is just a byproduct of what he really came down on day one to talk about.
You know, like, my family has been foreclosed on. You know, my father's been unemployed a couple of years now, and my sister's in school with high tuition, and it's just been a long time coming. We've been working hard. I've been working since I was 14 just to help my parents, you know, put food on the table. So it was inevitable for me to be here.
But for other members of the Occupy Wall Street Press Corps, this may be a jumpstart into another career in, well, media. Luke Richardson works on the live stream.
What do I do? We all do the same thing here. We shoot, we edit, we charge batteries, we put up tarps when it rains, we keep people from stealing our equipment. It's constant work.
What is your experience before?
I'm a waiter.
Or he was a waiter. 4 days into protesting, he quit his job. We didn't get into the ironies of quitting work to protest unemployment. Richardson says this might be career advancement, just a career he had never considered before.
I've been thinking about it a lot, how I can parlay this into some way to sustain myself, because I do have bills to pay, and I love this, and I want to keep doing it.
Richardson is not alone. Several members of the media team, from an antique dealer to an English master student, are suddenly reconsidering their future careers. Remember Colin Laws, who sold his TV to get to New York? Well, Hero Vincent wasn't the only reason he left Connecticut.
Another reason I came down here was because I'm looking to become a journalist, and I was going to go to school for it, but this was going on, and I did not want to wait. I wanted to get down here.
Not only have Occupy Wall Street demonstrations spread from city to city, live streams of the protest have caught on around the world. You can now watch demonstrations from Los Angeles to London. For NPR News, I'm Nina Porzucchi.
And that story was produced by TurnstileNews.com. That's an online news service from Youth Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.